It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, March 1st, 2019. Today's the birthday of African-American writer and scholar Ralph Ellison, born in 1914 in Oklahoma City. He is best known for his renowned award-winning novel, Invisible Man. Ellison's doting father, Lewis, who loved children and read books voraciously, worked as a delivery man for an ice and coal company. He named his first son for the American poet and essayist, Ralph Waldo Emerson. Lewis died from a work-related accident when young Ellison was only 3 years old. His mother Ida then raised Ralph and his younger brother Herbert by herself, working a variety of jobs to make ends meet. In his book of essays, Shadow and Act, Ellison described himself and several of his friends growing up as young Renaissance men, people who looked to culture and intellectual pursuits as sources of identity. A budding instrumentalist, he took up the cornet at the age of 8 and years later as a trumpeter, attended Tuskegee Institute in Alabama, where he studied music with his eye on becoming a symphony composer. In 1936, Ellison went to New York over the summer with the intent of earning enough money to pay for his college expenses, but he ended up relocating. He started to work as a researcher and writer for the New York Federal Writers Program and was befriended by writers Richard Wright, Langston Hughes, and Alan Locke, all of whom mentored the fledgling author. During this period, Ellison began to publish some of his essays and short stories and worked as managing editor of the Negro Quarterly. He later enlisted as a merchant marine cook during World War II. Married briefly before, in 1946 he wed Fanny McConnell, and the two would remain together for the rest of Ellison's life. He started writing what would become Invisible Man while at a friend's farm in Vermont. The existential novel, published in 1952, focused on an African-American civil rights worker from the South who, upon his move to New York, becomes increasingly alienated due to the racism he encounters there. Upon its release, Invisible Man became a runaway hit, remaining on bestseller lists for weeks and winning the National Book Award the following year. With millions of copies eventually printed, the novel would be regarded as a groundbreaking meditation on race and marginalized communities in America, influencing future generations of writers and thinkers. Ellison traveled throughout Europe in the mid-1950s and lived in Rome for 2 years after becoming an American Academy Fellow. He continued writing and taught at colleges and universities, including Bard College and New York University. He died from pancreatic cancer in New York City on April 16, 1994. The novel that he had been working on prior to his death was released posthumously in 1999 and titled Juneteenth. Ellison's literary legacy continues to be keenly felt. A massive gathering of his essays was released in the fall of 1995, and Flying Home, a collection of short stories, appeared in the fall of 1996. Years later, scholar Arnold Rampersad wrote a well-received critical biography on Ellison that was published in 2007. Invisible Man continues to be held up as one of the most highly regarded works in the American literary canon. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 1st, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.